Hey hoes, get ready because we are going back on the road and back to school.
That's right, guys. We are coming to a city near you. Horrible Decisions is going back on the road, and we are super excited to be starting it off in New York motherfucking city. So guys, grab your pens, grab your papers. Here are the dates. We are starting in New York Thursday, November 4th, followed by DC Friday, November 19th, followed by LA Friday, December 3rd, and wrapping up in Atlanta, Georgia, Friday, December 17th.
Now, if any of these cities aren't the one that you live in, it's all good, bitch, because all you got to do is get flued out, get waxed, and get vaxxed to attend. Speaking of getting vaxxed, we want to make sure you are nice and clean because those front row seats are the ones we're going to be grabbing on, right to pull you up on that stage. So get your tickets at whorehive.com this Tuesday. Be there, 9 a.m. Eastern.
That's right, y'all. That's whorehive.com. Now, let's get on with the show.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision.
What it is, pussy-ass hoes. Welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. But before we start, we want to let you all know that if you have not gotten tickets yet,
make sure you get tickets because Weezy and I are opening up for the 85
this
South show
Thursday. Bitches. You guys, they're making us get along. We have to stay in the same hotel.
But not the same room.
I know, but still.
We might have to ride the same elevator up.
My mom is coming.
Oh, that's nice.
My mom is going to be watching Nina. So she was like, you know, I'll come. I was like, girl, Nina is fine in that room. She was like, I'll bring her. I was like, okay.
Look how Weezy love going off on a tangent. Y'all, we finna be hosting, opening.
This Thursday.
The Black Effect first year anniversary live show. Super excited. If you haven't yet, make sure you go and get your tickets at blackeffect.com/BeLive. But yeah, we here again, y'all. It is just us in the motherfucking studio. No guests today.
That's right. We got a new little look. This is Studio Bay. That's Spanish for B. Wow. Okay. Is it?
Yes.
Bay.
Yes.
Thank you. Because
best set and that.
I'm being.
Wait, why did they just name all the letters like that?
It's That's Spanish. Easy. Yeah.
They just added
nigga
E to every letter. Young,
they make shit the same.
I mean, kind of, but like to do the letters, bad, sad, dad,
and I didn't make up these letters, y'all.
Get, bad, dad.
What's G? Huh?
Hey.
Hey.
Hell. Oh my God. So what we doing today? What we talking about? Y'all, Weezy did the outline, so I'm just going to sit here and go with the flow.
We're going to talk about a bunch of nothing. I'm just kidding. So, I had some would you rathers for us because I was like, Mandy.
We haven't done that in a while.
Mandy may not want to do a catch up because, you know, she'd be in her motherfucking feeling.
We're not going to do that.
Her light skin feeling.
But also, if you guys are on the Patreon, I do want to say that I am working on a sex club esque night. So y'all will get more details. But
now, can I just add that I told Mandy?
This was already
an idea.
Because you come up with an idea that I already talked about 2 years ago.
We have it on record where I said you should. And she was like, no. And I was like,
I've been, you know what? Me and Orlando were supposed to do a sex night together. Like, well, this has been planned, but I'm planning to do one.
Jesus.
But if you want to go on our Patreon, join us on Patreon, patreon.com/horrible decisions. I do share about my experience at the sex club Trapeze in Atlanta.
There's a Patreon from like 3 weeks ago and Mandy went into vivid detail.
Yeah, so y'all go ahead and check that out. But yeah, I don't want to catch y'all up on nothing because I don't really know what's going on in my life right now. So there's that.
I hate that.
That's funny. Yeah, right.
No, I'm not even trying to be funny. I hate that feeling. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes there's moments where I want to talk about shit, but I'm like, should I even bring this nigga up?
Because I'm trying to wait because that's it. I'm just trying to wait, okay? So y'all will not be hearing about my nigga this whole episode.
You're going to date him in a yo-yo for a long time. You're going to get mad. Like, this is, you are now in the phase with the rest of us who've been in love with a nigga. Like, you went through puppy, and now you like, you about to be saying Nas too.
What's crazy is I just like love him to death. Like, and I still don't think he's not shit. He just has things from his past and other people and family and religion and everything that he has to figure out. He's older, so I feel like I've also met him in, like, a midlife crisis phase where, I mean, everything that we've experienced together has been completely different from our past partners.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just really trying to get in sync. But I love that nigga. But I don't know if we together. But I think we together, but I don't know.
When's the last time you talked to him?
Yesterday. But that don't mean nothing. I was just showing him my new couch. I was like, because My cat has taken up so much real estate in my house. I really thought he was my child. Okay. So I bought him a whole tower.
Oh, yes.
And he just took up, and that nigga stopped going on his tower. I think his knees is starting to get bad. The nigga don't climb the shit no more. So I'm like, I could really remove this and get a couch. I host a lot. Y'all know I be having orgies at my house.
Yeah.
So I'm like, he's been telling me I need more seating space because we be having to sit in the dining room and the living room. So I got another couch.
I'm sorry, just the casualness of like, I have to open a sex club because I be having orgies at
my house. She has orgies.
I do.
I mean, I cannot wait to pull up one night randomly and be like, hi,
no, the same way you banned at another club, you going to be banned.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You going to talk about it?
It's so embarrassing. Isn't he embarrassed? I really don't know the story because he ain't called me himself. But maybe she banned him from calling me and telling me. Because, nigga, that's what the fuck I expect. So,
have you spoken to him at all?
No, this is hearsay.
Ah.
However, he should be embarrassed.
So, guess which one of her old niggas she talking about. Because that's
go,
what it
go,
is.
Go, go, go.
Girl.
Did you say anything?
They don't even need to. No, please.
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Yeah, someone get the clip. But anyway, yeah, that's it. I'm going to have to be in L.A. for work. Which will be fine because I need to go on a date. And you know why I need to go on a date? Because I went on such a bad date the last time I was in LA and I didn't plan on telling anybody about this because I thought he gonna see it and this is kind of fucked up because
too
I even
bad.
I even
she said we're not gonna do a catch up, but let me catch you up on my whole life right now.
It's the catch up that's not a catch up.
You literally said we wasn't gonna do a catch up and now this is a
you fucking made me tell my tea and Mandy only said, doing this so she ain't gotta talk about
she said you know what, I'm not gonna give you catch up, I'm gonna give you mustard, mayonnaise, and let me just tell you everything.
All would you rather than we were supposed to do would you rathers.
Oh,
would
yes.
you rather me tell the worst date I've ever been on, or would you rather us do the would you rathers?
No, you know why I would...
Worst date.
Wait. You know why I want to hear this too?
Ooh.
Because I'm supposed to be dating right now.
Supposed to.
And I'm not.
Oh.
Because dating is the ghetto. And
got it.
I just want... Like, mind you, me and that person fell in... It was love at first sight. So now the only way I want a new nigga is to love him at first sight, which means as soon as we love each other, we together. I don't have time to date you and learn about your favorite color, what you like to eat.
Oh my God, girl.
I would love to hear how awful this date went. Because I don't want to date.
He was really hot, which is what made it really bad.
I mean, that's a lot.
So I'm going to pull up a picture of him just to show you how cute and how sad this was, honestly.
Was it sad because he was cute or was it sad because...
Or was it cute because it was sad?
Cute and tall. Enough.
We be having such a different
taste. Not tall
girl, enough? He is cute. Stop.
He looked like Sammy.
Is he not tall enough for you?
What's the song that Sammy used to sing?
Sammy.
He was cute.
So
I don't know if y'all
Sammy's
can see this.
Song.
I can't. Okay.
No
let
one,
me just
wait,
say.
Wait. Real quick. No
I like the way you
but
we
look
from Orlando.
At me. I like the time we spent, baby.
I just want to make mention. Like it's not me going out the outline anymore. This is like Mandy not having to do a job when she doesn't do the outline.
Wow.
So she also enjoys it. She can relax.
Girl, I gotta do both outlines tomorrow.
Get
don't
the
do that.
Fuck. I did both today.
Don't do that.
Okay, damn. So let me get to this bad date real quick. So, met this dude online because I was bored. And
online as Instagram or online as online dating?
Mm-hmm. I haven't met someone on Instagram really.
So this is online dating,
like a Raya thing.
Okay.
So he was really hot and he lived in LA. And I was like, I need something because like I be putting pressure on an LA nigga, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? So let me just get a little. Let me figure
a little
out
other
that.
Nigga. Okay. Mm.
And also, I would rather go on a dating site than like go out and have to like meet people because I just find it to be easier because your girl's depressed. So meet this really hot guy. We were on the phone for like 3 hours one night, talking back and forth about all of us, all of our stuff. One thing I started finding out through the conversation is he was very religious. I don't want to really give too much up because I don't want people to know who I'm talking about. But, well, let me just say how the date went. He picks me up for a date.
Nice car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very nice. We go eat. And the first thing he does, my phone is on the table after I scan the menu. And he asked me my password. And I didn't think that was a big deal because he tried to open my phone. He said, oh, can you open it? So I thought he was trying to get the menu. He opens my phone.
Wait, what? And it's, wait.
Let me give you context. I'm going to tell you what happened, Mandy. Bitch. Oh, let me tell you, bitch.
I wish a motherfucker would.
Oh, I'm going to tell you what happened, bitch.
Don't tell me he started going through your photos and videos.
Hold on, Mandy.
See, I
want you to hold a moment. I scanned the menu. He grabs my, after I look, I was like, oh, what are you going to get? And he picked up my phone. It was like, oh, can you open it? I thought he was looking for the menu. Mandy, on my mom's life, the man pulled down the search bar.
Wow.
To type in the name of the dating app we met on and told me he wanted to see the other people I matched with. I said, are you out of your fucking mind? Bro, we didn't even get water at the table yet. I grabbed my phone back. I was so embarrassed. Okay? Like, I wanted to...
I mean, embarrassed? No. Like,
I was embarrassed, like, sitting at the table in front of this dude. People were next to us. They could see what was going on. I was like, oh my God, I gotta get out of here. Like, so then the waitress comes, like, I can't even focus on eating. And he's like, are you serious? Like, he was like, I was just playing. And I was like, no, you weren't playing. Like, that shit is weird as fuck. He was like, I'll show you mine. I was like, I don't care.
Right. I don't give a fuck with who you match with. Ain't
and
no
he was
bitch
like,
me.
Well, now I feel like you got something to hide. I just met him. We had been talking on the phone.
You know what? But he seems like one of those guys that as soon as he meets you, you better not even say you've been having sex with someone else.
Oh, Mandy.
Because now he thinks you're a hoe and now he can't look at you as a girlfriend.
I was so like, I was so frustrated. Okay. So then we're sitting, we're talking.
Oh, you said. Okay. Carry on.
What else could I do?
I mean, he was hungry, I guess. Let's go.
And he was I knew I would never see him again after he did that.
Okay.
But I was like, let's just get this over with.
Let me.
He's talking about something. Do you know he asked for my password again?
Weird.
I was so pissed off. So then I swear to you, he does it. I never seen somebody do that. Nigga, when I tell you I'm an FBI ass bitch, I'm an FBI ass bitch and never have I done this. Do you have your phone on you?
You ain't going through my phone.
I'm not going through your phone. I want you to hand it to me so I can show you what he did. He went just like this, Mandy. Hold on. Okay, let's see. That's the 4-9. Does it start with a 4-9?
Wait, he looked.
Oh, he was looking at your print
in your password.
He didn't look at me typing my password. Or for those listening, he put my phone on a tilt to see where you were, like the most prints were. Is it one of your numbers a 1 or a 4, Mandy?
Don't
it
teach
is.
Them this.
A one.
Don't How teach them. How fucking psycho
Stop
is that?
Teaching people this.
Is that not psycho? Because look.
Oh wait. Oh, you could see. Damn, my fingerprints oily.
I was so freaked out. Oh my God, I wanted to leave so bad. I wanted to text. I wanted to leave. So I'm just
bro,
like,
bro, that is psycho shit, bro. I ain't never even noticed a bitch had fingerprints on a screen.
Nigga.
I mean, clearly they're there, but
when I tell you guys this, I knew something was wrong with him because when we were on the phone for 3 hours, he made a joke about how women always are like wondering why he's single. He was like, I want to get married, I own my own business, I've got da da da. Bro, and he's fucking lit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just
sounds like he on the spectrum.
What the
me.
Fuck is going on? It was just really confusing because I had no idea what the fuck was going on. Anyway, fast forward. Whatever. He dropped me off at home. I flicked him off when I left the car. Like, I was not feeling him. I go to find his Instagram because, he wanted to know mine. And I saw that we had a mutual friend, a girl that I know. And I won't say who she is or where she lives, but what I will tell y'all is I called her. Girl, I'm cool with. I said, bitch, tell me how you know this nigga. She said, oh my God, girl, I'm gonna call you right back. Bitch calls me back. She said, Weezy, I was going hot and heavy with him. Like the end of last year, fell in love with the nigga for like a week. I thought he was gonna be my husband. He was amazing. And then one night, I was out with so-and-so. She references her gay friend. She said he was blowing her up, said that he didn't like that he wasn't hitting her back. And she said, the nigga is a fucking control freak.
Yikes.
And I was like,
I can't believe that.
Read me a text message that he sent her talking about how, like, it's kind of like, it seems like you're not feeling me right now, blah, 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 blah. But it is what it is. My last text from him.
Oh, you really just telling all the tea, huh?
Be blessed and be at peace.
Oh, no. Nah. You know what it sound like? Kanye, go find God when he fired a motherfucker.
Girl, can That's you imagine you're on a first date with someone that checks the fingerprints on your phone?
No.
I think he's a good person. And I almost wanted to tell him why I can't talk to him anymore. I'm considering it. And if I need to send him this YouTube link, I'm sure somebody will show him. Maybe I will. But I am so confused at how a dude that I was so interested in, bro, I couldn't wait to get to LA to meet him. He was in another city. I was like waiting for him to come back. We talked every night, FaceTime.
And you didn't pick up on any red flags?
No.
Really?
My mom was with me one night when I was FaceTiming and she thought he was so cute. I was like, this nigga's it, bitch. And then he's checking for fingerprints. So
Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Well, y'all won't be hearing any of those from me.
Wow.
Because I refuse. At this point, literally, I just
don't do it.
I told Bridget, I said, just so you know, I need to come out with you everywhere because I have to meet my man and it has to be love at first sight. I'm not going on dates. I don't want to really swipe.
I don't blame
you. I don't really want to do none of that. I don't want to go on dates. Like, and like, we're so busy. We're planning for a fucking tour now. And I have all these other pods that I'm so sick of just even potting. I literally have potted every day this week. And I'm just like, a date. Do you know how much I enjoy just Netflixing, drinking beer on my
But couch? See, that's the difficult part because you want to get on a date so you can get to that phase. That is the best phase. You go on a few dates. Once you fuck, then you don't have to go on dates no more. You can go dinner sometime, but you can sit up and lay up. I can't lay up when I first meet someone because I'm not there yet.
Well, see, that's the problem. With this guy, the first date was literally hiking, and then all we did was lay up because the world was closed. So now that the world is open, we also have to have the vaccine conversation up front because if you're not vaccinated, we can't even go on a date in New York. And so, like, it's just, like, no, too much pressure.
You can sit outside.
Bitch, it's about to get cold.
Hold on. Are you telling me that with your man, you can't go inside, right? Because he's not to fuck with the vaccine.
I mean, no.
Oh, wow.
Outside dating anyway, but.
Okay.
But we have a couple places. Like, there's still some places that aren't super strict.
Damn.
But, yeah.
That kind of.
I mean, but it don't matter.
I didn't realize how serious the shit was. Because mind you, I was in LA when that started. I came back home, went to the fucking club at 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, yeah, she's good. Let me see your vaccine card. I was like, oh, shit, yeah. Okay. Y'all own it.
I was
impressed.
They're on it in New York.
Yeah.
So I was like, at this point, we just might need to take a trip.
The Soho House, there's a man suited outside asking you for vax cards. Like, I was.
Oh, no. I went to the Versus and there was a check-in line checking vaccine cards. And then you went through security.
Oh, wow. I didn't think
you weren't even able to go through security. It to like scan your ticket without showing proof.
Which is kind of stupid because at this point, I really think it needs to be PCR test for large events. I think.
Well, it was that too.
Okay,
it was
good.
Either that or a PCR. Oh, right, test.
Okay. I think those are safer than at this point, the vaccination cards, because I have too many friends that have been getting sick. And mind you, the vaccine, they're not getting as sick, but they're still contracting and, you know, passing back and forth COVID. I think anything that's a large event should be a negative PCR test. I think no matter what, vaccinated or not, that's the only thing that'll fucking make sense. And a lot of people don't realize, even until I had to get a test to go to the Bahamas, and I was like, have you been getting a lot of positive tests? And the doctor was like, girl, people come in to go to vacation or go to an event, don't even realize they have COVID. And, you know, just because they're vaccinated.
But if you're listening to this, guys, a lot of the venues that Weezy and I will be performing at are going to require your vaccination cards. So get vaxxed before.
And listen, if your cousin's balls are
Jesus. Oh God, I won't.
So let's talk about something more fun. Would you rather have uncontrollable gas for an entire month or pee yourself at work?
Ooh.
Gas.
Ooh,
me too.
Okay. Yep. Because I
can't wait to text Mandy the motherfucking bill. Like, you, yo, pissy ass. Fuck
up. No,
going to be trying to come record. Mandy peed on it.
Yep.
I mean, and I ain't going to hold you. I just see, look at me, still bringing it. So, anyways, I did see one of my own niggas. Don't judge me. But he just fucked me so good. Like, I was like, I'm going to feel this. My stomach's going to hurt for the next 2 days. And I was trying. He was like almost fucking a fart out of me. And I was like, damn, I really hope, like, he don't hear it. Because I was like, have you ever fucked and, like, tried to keep a fart in at the same time?
Only when I'm fucking from the back.
Bro, shit. Well, he had only one leg up, and then I was to the side like this. And he was like, and I was like, fuck, it'll blow at him if, like, in this angle.
Oh, no.
When I tell
not
you,
blow
I was trying so hard to keep the fart in, bro.
This is the position that got me ready to fart every time. I'm gonna show you right here. And especially because my ass is small, so niggas are constantly telling me to bend my back.
But also, let me tell you the part that really had me scared. Because we was to the side like this, bitch, he had my ass cheek lifted.
No!
So my asshole was spread wide open. That fuck would have just went like.
Is that the AC? Okay, this is the one that gets me.
This is,
if you're listening on audio, this is the...
Go watch on
Not
YouTube.
Your braids getting stuck in the Velcro. Oh,
all right, these are new mics.
There you
I
go.
Get it done
tomorrow. See?
If you're listening, if you do a yoga position, I believe it is not downward dog, it's the cat cow. This one. Cat,
yeah.
This shit right here. When your back is open and niggas have to spread and lift my ass so they think they're fucking a girl with a big ass, the second my booty hole goes a little bit just like, just protrudes, okay?
You be protruding your booty hole?
I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
But it happens. I'm like, oh my God, it's like when you sit down on the toilet, just... Please!
Oh. And you know what? When that happens, you just gotta... You just gotta moan loud. Like
you cover it up?
You don't. You gotta cover up the forest with some moans, nigga.
Wait.
You got to. Or you gotta yell, damn, did we crack the bed? You gotta blame something. Blame the bed.
Because I'm gonna say, if a nigga hears it, I'm gonna just be like, it's just there. It's just there. Because it will be at that point, right? Because nothing's worse than a stank fart. Because the stank fart is really when the air... Because the air is passing the shit out of your ass.
Right.
And is that what it is?
Yeah, I think
Is that what a smell?
That means you got to shit.
What if you don't really have to shit?
It's a bowel movement.
Your farts are just like you know when your stomach just hurt, and it's like, dang,
not a fart, like the stank
hey
fart.
Siri,
the stank fart.
Why do my farts stink?
Here we go.
Your diet, bitch. I bet you. It's a diet.
It ain't alcohol.
When you feed the bacteria in your gut, end of product fermentation, gas, carbon.
Sounds like science to me. Let's keep it going.
All right. And the next one, who's your celebrity crush, first of all, so I can answer this?
Jason Momoa.
Yep.
Would you rather make out with Jason Momoa or get paid $5,000?
First off, a kiss?
Make
out?
It's up to you what happens after.
If you don't give me that $5,000, I'm not fucking missing out on $5,000
for
a kiss.
I think Kofi's mine, and the only reason I'll do the make out is because I really think if I kiss him well, I can get the dick.
Kofi?
Don't ask me how to say his last name.
Sidibarroy.
I'm going to Google this.
Kofi Sidibarroy. Kofi my boo.
Ah, see, I got it.
Siribo.
It is Siribo, yeah. Siribo. I was wondering. I was like, I feel like y'all...
Smashy and Adder. You
should
say Mexico.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm taking a bread.
Oh, wow, he's only 27.
Look at you.
Oh, we said this recently. God damn. I want to suck the skin off his dick. Here is one of my favorite vanilla shits I've ever fucking read, ever. Girlfriend, white woman, draws up, maybe it is the one from the embarrassing bar, draws up a 17-page contract for Tinder Flame after dating for 2 weeks. Rachel Green is definitely a modern-day Rachel Green. Annie Wright, 21 years old, drafted a 17-page relationship contract only after dating her boyfriend for 2 weeks. While it's no 18-page letter to Ross Geller. Okay, we get it. Like friends and white people stuff. Sorry, you guys. The contract came with 4 main objectives. Honesty, communication, awareness of partners' needs, and clarity and alignment in their intentions.
But all of that literally all falls under the category of communication.
That's of course.
Communication.
Well, maybe not... alignment, like making sure that the same things that you want.
But to me, you have to communicate that.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know if they're talking about their goals for like a relationship, like things like that. Now, she says, I made the idea as a joke. And then he said, no, seriously, we can do that and talk about it. So they met on Tinder while she left a toxic relationship and she was determined to make it work with a law student, by the way. And
does she think that was supposed to make the relationship solidified?
Maybe she was trying to be like, oh, here, practice for school. I don't know. But at the time, I had braces in college. I was very embarrassed. It was also pandemic time. And I got to the point where I was like, screw it. I'm going on dates with guys and I don't care anymore. I matched with almost anybody on Tinder. And I would tell my matches, I'm going to walk my dog around 2 p.m. today. Are you free? Ooh, I should do that. It was a fluke to meet him. I was going on 3 Tinder dates a week just to get out and meet people. And finally, they met and he said, I want us to be boyfriend, girlfriend. And she said, in order to be ready for that, I'm laying ground rules. And she made a 17-page document, terms and conditions. She went over to his place. They sat on either end of the bed and read them out loud. I felt like the biggest issue I had in my relationship was it was like boundaries of mine were crossed that I never established.
21. Like, what type of nigga crossed the boundary? He didn't meet you at the lunch table in high school? Like,
this one's cute, though. Bro, wait.
You're 21.
She asked for a romantic gesture once every 2 weeks and to work out at least 5 times a week. Well, okay. Wow, bitch.
Wow.
We treat our relationship almost like a business interaction. We deal with conflict like partners in business. We sit down and treat it more like partners in life. Maybe we should have them come in and help us.
Yeah. Well, no, that's why we pay lawyers.
That's true. Now, she joked that her boyfriend will want to add a clause or two on his own, like taking off shoes in his apartment, which she forgets to do and stuff as jokes. But, yeah, no. I, one pro of this. You got to say a pro.
Nigga. I know husbands that have went against their vows, and that's a business contract as well.
That's true.
I don't think that this holds any weight at all. I think that also...
that's a good point. So basically, she made them married.
Yeah, that's a contract. That's exactly what marriage is. And so to me, I feel like she hasn't worked past whatever traumas she has with however niggas was pulling up in the past to introduce this to a new partner. This doesn't need a contract. You communicate what you want. And see if he can meet you or see if he's capable of providing that to you. And if he's not, bitch, take your ass on another date. This to me seems above and beyond for someone that A, you just met. And B, to me, it takes the excitement out of really seeing how someone wants
this
to show up.
This is the most control for
Yeah,
shit.
It's very controlling.
Also, it's PTSD from her other relationship, which isn't fair to bring into the new one. But I mean, he's a lawyer and it works for them. They thought it was cute. I think the headline when I first read it, I was just like.
But also you 21 sis. Girl.
She is 21.
Girl.
That's right.
And if you listening and you 21, the nigga you dating now is not the nigga you gonna keep dating for.
Speaking of 21-year-olds, there was a place I went to, Our Lady of Rocco after party for Fashion Week. A guy came up to me, African dude. He said his little sister, his little cousin listens to us. She's 17. And he said that every time he sees me, he doesn't want to bring it up, but he's seen me before and he's like, she's like really a fan. And bitch, I just want you to know. And yes, I called you a bitch because you grown enough to be listening. Mm. Don't be taking our story.
First off, grown enough to be listening.
She grown enough on her.
She's grown enough to have an iPhone. That's it. Like, to be listening is a stretch.
This is a grown ass show. So if you want to be grown, I'm talk to you like you grown. I'm going to tell you right now. Don't you have no scenarios going on and then saying you learned X, Y, Z from horrible decisions. No. Maybe I was sucking dick in high school, but I'm not saying I should have. And I'm not saying you should have. What you should be learning from us, Miss Ma'am.
Wow.
Not Miss Ma'am. Not Miss Ma'am.
Miss Ma'am.
Not Miss Ma'am.
Is the educate. Listen to the abortion episode. Listen to the episode about trigger warning, skip 30 seconds, anybody, domestic violence, about having conversations like how to protect yourself against STDs. Listen to the doctors we have on. Do not listen to Mandy and I when we talking about the nasty, dirty shit we be doing.
Why? Well, technically, if she's sucking dick and if she's having sex,
no, I feel like
the very least that I want her to do is enjoy herself.
Right.
Like, that's the thing. When we were young, I feel like we had a lot of pointless sex. We had a lot of meaningless sex. We had a lot of sex with people despite us even wanting to really take it there with them. So if she does listen, what I do want her to take from our sex stories is that we're having sex with people that we actually like now, and we're having sex with people that fulfill us.
Okay, well, hopefully you started on episode 1,000 because we're on 1,001. That's when we started doing that.
I ain't gonna lie. We did kind of start doing that in our 30s. So, bitch, you got a whole decade of sex that you gonna regret, sis. Have fun.
Yeah, because the rest of it was like cream pies for me. You know. So the hors d'oeuvre comes this week from Sofia Vergara, okay? Who is Modern Family is how most people know Sofia Vergara?
Yeah, she's fine.
She's super hot. And her man, too.
And I like her little accent.
But I found some cool celebrity hors d'oeuvres, and I thought hers would be good. I mean, I didn't Google celebrity hors d'oeuvres. I just Googled celebrity sex tips. But dress the part and keep it romantico. That's what she's saying. She's saying no one can be a sex kitten every day.
And I fucking hate your accent. I fucking hate it.
Okay.
Because I don't know if that's what she sounds like.
But she's sounding like that. Pull it up.
Go ahead.
Pull up her voice while I'm reading this. No one can be a sex kitten every day, and anyone who tells you that is lying. But I do wear negligees and Japanese silk robes. For a long time, I lived alone with my son, and I only saw my boyfriends in a hotel. So at home, I slept in old T-shirts. And I realized when I moved in with my ex-fiance, I couldn't do that. Now, I only keep nice pajamas around because whatever is there, I'm going to wear. The actress also opened up to Esquire magazine about bedroom etiquette. I guess at the end of the day, all women like to be appreciated and treated with respect and kindness, and we all want to have sex in a romantic way. The only thing I wanted to bring up from this, the old T-shirt thing, I thought that was a great tip. I actually did this a few weeks ago. I got rid of really shitty pajamas and just bought nice ones. That way, yeah, it's not like, oh, my laundry, or like, I feel good no matter what. Like, it's appropriate shit. I can answer Uber Eats at the door. And I'm still cute.
Well, I used to actually say that.
And cute
when,
for dick.
Like, even when I was maybe not as happy with my size or my weight, I literally was just like, even if I'm at the house alone, I want to feel good in what I'm in. And so, like, nice lingerie or teddies, or like you said, just new shit. Mm-hmm. Popping tags off shit makes you just feel good. I don't know why, because it's just like, ooh, never wore, brand new, let me do this. So even just having things that are like cheap, and I'll be honest with you, I love just something that's cute and cheap. So like you can get your lingerie from
Shein, all my shit from Ross.
You can get Shein, Ross, Target. Like they have very affordable, good looking, nice feeling things. I like that.
So our horrible decision this week, we've talked about a lot of stuff like that goes on around the country. And I love doing those, but I found some new ones that are funny as fuck to me. And if you're on Patreon, we do a lot of that, like historical sex and shit like that. This is a list of some practices that are going on in certain places in the world. Number one, Brooklyn, I wanted to start with.
Okay.
Where polyamory is on the rise. Small polyamorous communities are booming in Europe, North America, but specifically Brooklyn has a full-blown social scene for polyamory.
I'm bringing a couple on. The couple that's coming
on. Are they
on
from
this,
Brooklyn?
And they're into, it's not even poly. They have their own name for it, so I can't wait to talk about it. But I believe this. I believe in Brooklyn. That,
I felt like a,
that's where I'm finding all this, like all the swingers and the people that go to the sex clubs, they all live in Brooklyn.
This isn't like a full website that's not New York shit.
I believe it.
The practice takes its root from the 60s counterculture crowd that rejected mainstream values and politics and sex positive communities where they share everything, including partners. And basically, the poly crowd today has no issues with mainstream culture. But they are generally, when they're like, no matter where you are in the country, coming for events in Brooklyn, making their own communities in Brooklyn. And I mean, hey, you get a better deal out there in Bushwick on an apartment with size. You can be in a loft. That treehouse I was in, bet you lovers live there now. Episode 4, check it out. I wanted to make mention of something. Just don't go to that bar.
Jesus Christ.
Wait. I'm talking shit. I'm trying to think what I was going to say about polyamory. Oh, yeah. The show on Showtime. There's a patron of ours whose sister was on that show. Anybody who watches the show Polyamory, if you have any connection to someone on the show, please have them come on, because that is the catalyst, I think, to what let me know I wanted to be in a throuple. And I was only like 20 years old when I watched it.
It's weird, too. Like I said, when that couple comes, they don't identify their relationship as poly, open, or throuple-ish. So it's just, it's really interesting how talking to so many people, like I said, I do couples night, we do game nights, I do double dates. I've been doing everything probably for the last year in a couple setting.
Mandy's going to be doing weddings soon.
Well, and everyone's relationship is literally tailored so differently that I really just love to hear the dynamics, which brings me back to like, even if you're listening to the show, there's literally not one successful way to have a relationship. Mm-hmm. Even when you're monogamous. I know people that are monogamous, but tweak monogamy even in a way that's very interesting. So
no, I agree. That's like, monogamish.
Yeah.
Dan Savage. We need to work with him soon. All right. Outside of the U.S., in the Cook Islands, when a boy in the Mangia tribe turns 13, he's taken away from the village by an older man for the next 2 weeks, where he will learn about all things sex. But rather than being shown how to put a condom on with a banana or something, he will be taught about all kinds of lady-pleasing positions. Heavy focus on a partner's achieving orgasm multiple times.
Nice.
Female members of the tribe don't follow a similar ritual, but they are encouraged to fully explore their sexuality and have multiple partners before marriage. So the Mangia tribe in the Cook Islands leave with a mentor to learn about sex fertility at 13. I love this, just not at 13.
Yeah, 13 is...
Even if it had to be like 16, like just a little bit older. So,
I mean, we also have to acknowledge that in different countries...
The legal age, I'm not saying...
Not that. Even the legal age, but there's responsibilities put on people younger. Like sometimes in other countries, you're taking care of a household. You're taking care of children. Maybe you're cooking. Maybe you've already started working to add to the household. Like the life expectancy and a lot of things in other countries are so different. Like I would have to know what that looks like in the Cook Islands before like really saying it's too young. But understood.
I think too young because just like, I know you're going through puberty still at that age, right? I think learning about sex is
good. Bro, I had like...
But I think you should learn more about your body than pleasing at 13.
I mean... But that's middle school, and girls were pregnant at my middle school.
And you're right. They might be hunting fish and shit with their teeth, so who knows?
And now you could literally, if you're on Twitter, you're looking at porn. Like, I think the access and what people are able even to view right now is leaps and bounds even from what we had access to growing up. So, I don't know.
Now, if you meet a tribe boy at 22, he's like, yeah, I used to live in the cookout. So you know how to eat pussy. That's what you're telling me.
I'm just saying a lot of niggas we know was having sex before 13.
Yeah.
Like, and we in America. So.
Okay. The Chhattisgarh, India.
That is not how you say that. I am.
Oh, you want to see the word, my nigga?
Yep. I bet you.
What was that, Mandy?
Chhattisgarh.
Ooh.
And that could be wrong. But
what did I just say?
Charcuterie, bitch. That's what you just said.
I want to spell this. Chhattisgarh. Nigga,
lost me at the second age.
You figure it out as well. Now, the tribe...
I just don't see the purpose as well for double H.
Are you...
Maybe because it's not English.
Oh. I really... But like in India, they use double H's?
Yes, bro.
Is there,
damn, you said that shit like you got you some Indian.
You speak Indian?
I don't speak Indian. I know Indian people.
First of all, I'm 5% Cherokee.
You went to an Indian wedding?
What do they speak in India? Wait, ain't they Asian? Know, okay. Don't they use symbols?
I heard that it was a slur. I hope it's not.
Then don't say it.
Sanskrit as the, like a tattoo artist told me that. When I got my Buddha tattoo, I was like, oh, can I get like some Sanskrit? And he's like, oh, you can't say that. That's a very dated term. I was like, you act like I said nigga. Like, what the fuck?
But Buddha is... I mean, but that's what I'm saying.
This was a fuck up enough. He put a Buddha on me, didn't tell me they were gonna be mad at that.
I told y'all when I motherfucking lived in Asia, and y'all know I was rocking my little Buddha tattoo. The first thing you see when you go into temples is Buddha.
Buddha no, is Buddha not for tattoo.
Buddha not for tattoo. Buddha not for furniture. Buddha not for everything that we use Buddha for over here, pretty much.
Buddhaful.
Buddhaful.
But yeah, damn. Okay.
He went to
they speak.
What?
Oh, Hindi, that's right.
Yeah. Hindi. Damn,
because they Hindu.
They don't speak Indian, bro.
I said
is that
Indian.
What y'all thought?
No. I was talking about like the... Okay, I'm sorry.
You
Sanskrit is like the way that it looks. Not the language, but like the...
Oh, I thought that was Arabic.
No, that's...
Damn, we are...
Listen,
hey, man, shout out to the brown girls that listen to this pod.
Yes.
Oh, wait, real quick. Yes, by the way, shout out to... The beautiful, lovely lady that works at Lennox Mall. I'm not going to say which store.
Is she Indian?
She knows. She had something around her head. So I don't want to just say what she is. She's Muslim. I know that, but that could come from any country. What? She's Muslim. That's all I know. And I needed a mask because I was going to the watch store. And I asked for a mask. And there wasn't masks in the front
she
of the store.
She had something on her head.
But she's Muslim. I don't know what country.
She was flagrant too. No. I'm like, oh, what a Hindu. Speaking of, I'm that woman with something on her head.
No, listen. First off, she was beautiful as fuck. She had this Gucci belt with these nice ass pants. And she was like, so she went to hand me a mask. And she said, by the way, girl, I know who you are. And yes, this Muslim woman rocks and listens to Horrible Decisions.
Hey.
And I just want to thank you. And she said, yes, this Muslim girl. So
was she black?
No, she was Muslim.
No.
That's
like, what you Mandy.
She wasn't like Harlem Muslim. That's where the black Muslims are. She wasn't like Harlem Muslim. She was like Muslim from
do you know
a country.
Muslims there are in like Senegal.
You know it's a religion, right?
You're telling me when you go to the braider, okay, they don't be taking time to pray?
Bitch, she just said Muslim and she was your color, bitch. Okay? That's all I know.
Well.
That's all I know.
Muslim.
Damn. Why are you asking?
Mandy, you know that they have an African Muslim, right? Like a lot.
Okay, but that's not what she was.
What was she?
She was Weezy color.
Mandy said, speaking of... And you said Lennox Paul.
You made this so much worse than it needed to be. I was sitting here trying to shout out a fan, and now you just, sorry, boo, that was Weezy fault, if you know.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll get back to C-double-H, India something. Every year, the Muria tribe in India celebrates Gotul, a festival where local teens learn all about songs, dances, folklore, and sex. And as the night falls, the girls drink a natural liquor, which they believe to help prevent pregnancy. And they head off to mix.
Or you could just use a condom.
Oh. Well, that's right.
It's
that's
a tribe.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Anyway, they head off to mixed gender dormitories. Well, if they got a dorm, they might have condoms. Where they practice premarital sex, sometimes with a single partner, sometimes several. And in Gotul, teens are paired off in monogamous relationships. In others, they're discouraged from becoming emotionally attached to their partners.
Is this only a teen thing? I want to go to India and try this.
This is a new one. And the other one was the Cook Islands.
That sounds like fun.
And they sleep together for more than 3 nights. Uh-huh. If they sleep together for more than 3 nights, they're punished. The tribe is a collective. So if a girl accidentally gets pregnant, her baby is adopted by the whole village.
Oh, nah, bruh.
Yeah, bro.
She's dying.
You got water at the end of the couch.
Her matcha.
Oh, matcha. Okay. That's probably what you're choking on, all that powder at the bottom. Sorry.
That was funny.
My bad, bro. I'm just like, damn.
Oh my God. Shout out to the chick who fucking asked for my address to send me boxes of matcha. She's living in Japan right now. Black chick who listens to Horrible Decisions.
Nice.
And she watches us on YouTube. She said, Weezy, you always got a green drink. Is that matcha? I said, yeah.
Always.
She said, I'm going to send you some Japanese matcha.
Damn.
I said, girl, okay. Because I know that shipping fee is high and I appreciate you. All right. Now, let's get back to these weird ass countries.
We were already here.
Yeah.
I mean, we were here.
I was choking. Nigeria.
On a dick.
Oh, Niger. Sorry. Because I know it's not.
It's Niger.
Okay.
It's not what?
It's N-I-G-R.
So it's?
Niger.
I mean, it ain't a double G. Why would we have a double G, Mandy?
Don't do that. The double H doesn't make sense. There's a lot of things with double Gs. Wait, is there?
Like what?
Is there anything? I'm not. Nigga.
Wow.
What else got a double G in it?
Words with double G.
Bigger.
Pegging, bitch. Pegging, oh, you the right person up in here.
How about this? Aggression.
Okay, it's not fun anymore.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't put double G on a dick.
The wife-stealing tribe. At the end of every rainy treason, the Wudabe tribe, an ancient... Damn, that sounded real. In Wudabe.
It is.
Why you gotta put the goddamn...
It is real.
Okay, shut up. Now you listen to me. They gather around in the festival.
Oh, this is an offensive-ass episode. My God. Fuck.
We gonna get banned from everywhere.
Hey, everyone's gonna hate us.
Everyone's gonna ban us.
Why the fuck? I thought it made sense. But okay. Amanda, you let me shut up.
I'm like, bitch, this sounds real. It is real.
No. Go, bitch. We know we're about to get canceled right before the tour. Go, bitch.
No.
There is no tour.
Ain't no tour.
Shut up, Eddie. No, you shut up.
Go, bitch. Go.
Oh, shit.
All right. Hey, people are at work out their desk.
Can I just say why I feel like it's not that bad? Okay.
Oh, no, if you have to explain it, it's pretty bad. Is she crying?
Oh, keep your composure. People are at work right now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We're in their headphones. Sorry, guys.
Now I have a braider that comes to me. Shout out to Shay. But sometimes I go to the braiding salon, right? And I told y'all about them. So every time I go in there and they start talking about me, because I'd be asking for, like, really random shit. I'd be like, but can you make sure they're not less? Can you make sure they're flat? And then they start talking. I'd be like, hey. Don't do this. Don't try to be talking about me. And then I know they'd be tired of my shit. Okay. Anyway. Were we talking about the tribe? Okay, yeah. Okay. The men dress up in a strut in some kind of beauty pageant, and the aim is to impress or steal the wives of other men
Ooh.
Who choose their favorites to sleep with. White teeth and a straight nose are highly prized features, so the men wear lipstick to make their teeth what? Appear bright. And they paint a white stripe down the center of their nose to make it look sharper. And women wait until their desired man passes by, and then they tap him on the shoulder. And at sunset, the couple disappears into the underground where they spend the night together.
That sounds like Temptation Island.
Yeah. Now, here we go. In Alabama.
Oh, here we go.
There, thank you.
Not an Alabama Hot Pocket, right? We're not doing that again.
There is a Cousin Fucker Village.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just playing. But it's close. There is a lesbian. Now, that's when you have two females, two women participants.
Right.
And I'm not talking about the shit you guys do where you turn into a woman or whatever the hell. I'm talking natural born.
Mm, that's right,
all right?
Damn, you sound real Republican.
I'm talking about...
You sound like the white people that I saw at Trapeze. I was scared.
Jeronis! It's over here.
Oh, okay.
He can't hear me.
That's
okay. All right. I'm laughing too hard.
Lesbian.
In Alabama, in 1997, a female-only commune took its name from the lesbian communities found throughout the 70s. Today, the village is a home to a group of women who farm the land, host poetry readings, sing-alongs, full moon circles at night, and they're always looking for new members. So if you like the sound of living in a community based around female nurturing and support, get in touch. The attendance is flexible and inclusive.
Like
women enjoy a range of diets. They live there full-time, part-time, seasonally, short-term, but it's a lesbian village.
Do you think they'll accept me?
Do you think they'll accept blacks? No.
No. You don't? Okay. I think 2021.
I think this is a very, they'll see your name, be like, Amanda, all right, whoa, whoa. That is a little too colored for us.
Yeah.
Now, so? I did not say.
And here I was thinking they wasn't going to accept me
just because
I was bisexual.
Fried chicken doesn't mean you're allowed, all
I
right?
Hate you.
That's
hate
exactly
you.
What the fuck happened. Now, we will share some more of those on a Patreon episode. But anyway, God damn it. All right, let's get to the home mail. So, hi, guys. I'm new to the podcast.
Wait, really? You just going to get right into it like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like that?
What do you want me to do?
By the way, y'all. By the way, y'all.
Send to horribledecisions@gmail.com.
Thank you. That's exactly what I wanted you to say. Oh, yep. You're getting good at this 5 years later. Let's go.
Wow.
Hi, guys. I'm new to the podcast, and I've been binge. You spelled that really bad, babe.
See,
how'd she spell it?
B-E-N-G-E.
Oh, no. No, she didn't.
B-I-N-G-E. And I don't
know. Oh, she was only one letter off.
Hey, she's binging. Let her go.
But the E and the I aren't next to each other, so you really thought that was...
I'm sorry.
I hate you.
Maybe she's French. I have been binge listening to you guys for about 2 weeks. And freaking love you. I need help.
Okay.
You guys might have answered a similar question already. We have, but whatever. I'm a single mom of two, and I want to do horrible things, but I don't know how to pick up guys. Sad, I know. I'm a workaholic and an introvert, and I hate dating apps because I always end up with the come chill at my house type of guys, and I'm not okay with that. I'm also not a casual sex type of girl either. Why do you listen to the show? I really want two bisexual masculine males. Now, before I finish this, and I just say, I don't want someone who's like, come chill. I don't want to be on a dating app. I don't want this. But I want two bisexual masculine males. Bitch, what?
I'm not.
Anyway, I've been craving this for years, and I always thought it was crazy for wanting this. I haven't had good dick in 10 months. Please help a future whore out. What am I doing wrong or need to do? At least you knew you were doing something wrong. First of all, you need to lower a lot of your own personal where you're going to find someone's standards. Because you're one of these people who, like me, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to go online. I think I'm going to go to Lucien, which I go to every week, and just magically a big dick, big ass, black ass, rich ass nigga is going to sit next to me and say, wow, I want to take care of you and your dog. And it doesn't happen. So what you need to do is tick some of those things off. You should be joining a dating app. Two bisexual males aren't going to be walking down the street telling you that. So if you have a fantasy that you want to play out, you should be trying to look for that and be clear about it on an app. But you can't expect it to just knock on your door, especially when you haven't had dick for 10 months. And trust me, I know what you're going through because I haven't been fucking either, even though I have a partner. Just I'm not into sex right now. So I would suggest that you let a lot of that shit go. Mm-hmm. Plus, you have two kids. You're too busy to be like trying to go out every night to meet someone. and get on my FetLife or Field.
I was actually going to say Field only because it's the only dating app that I know that has all of the fucking pansexual, bisexual, trisexual, bicurious. And there's a lot of men on there with bicurious and bisexual on their thing. But also, it's one of the only apps, too, that you can join with your partner. So if you're looking for two bisexual men that may be open or poly or looking to bring a third in, that app will have both of them so you can see both profiles at the same time. And I think that's the way to go. Or, I mean, if this was 5, 6, 10 years ago, I would say Craigslist. But what's crazy is you said you're not into casual sex, but then you brought a fantasy to the mix.
I don't know what she's talking about. Well, she didn't say she wanted to drunk wrote it.
But she also said she didn't say she wanted to date and be in a relationship with two bisexual men. She just said she really wants two bisexual mask men.
This is what happens to me, when people send us home mail.
That sounds like a one-time
thing.
This
was so much of a rant. She didn't even have periods in there. You ain't spelled binge right. And I want to give you the benefit of the doubt as a mother. Bitch, as a mother, you should have known how to spell that shit. So I'm going to safely assume you got lit and you were like, let me write these bitches.
I will also say...
That's why you ain't making no
I will also say one of the things that I would suggest to you as well is, unfortunately, you are going to have to get out of your introverted phase, because I do think that even if you do find two masked bisexual men, this is something to where you need to find a way, spend time with them and get comfortable. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you are either going to have to get a room or be comfortable enough to do this at their space, because I don't find it at all safe to bring two men into a household with children.
I don't think she would do that.
I mean, you don't know.
Just because she can't spell don't mean the bitch.
I done heard how people been raised. Mamas is out here doing crack and shit. Who know? So you don't want to bring two men in your house to fuck you while your kids are in the next
room. Okay. Mandy, shut up.
I'm just saying. Bro, there be mamas out here that just be wanting to get a nut and be bringing strangers into the house.
Well,
so I'm saying if you want two mass-presenting bisexual men, not saying that they're just going to be killers, but out of safety, I would say, A, you want
to
get comfortable.
You might have
with
to
them.
Deal with them being ugly, too. I'm just going to say.
Why?
Because, like, you want two bisexual masked men that will want to fuck with each other and you.
This I ain't going to hold you. A lot
what
of
your standards
nah,
little
Nah, bro. The bisexual men that I know is fine as fuck because men and women want them.
Well, Mandy, maybe she doesn't have 100 million followers on Instagram.
Bitch, I don't either.
And fucking sex clubs.
I'm not 190,000 away from that, bitch.
Anyway, if I offended you today... I'm sorry.
I'm very sorry. You know what? Let's go. We are really sorry,
Mandy
guys.
Said, the woman with the thing on her head.
No one said for you to repeat shit.
Right, I was going to say.
We just need to apologize, okay?
All right,
so if we offended you this episode.
No, because we should talk about how many places we need to apologize to. Betty, sorry.
And then she does it with an accent. That doesn't help it.
Right, Sofia Vergara.
Can you say it in English? With the English accent?
Damn,
with the American accent?
Yeah. You knew I was going to go, didn't you?
No.
So.
No, not that.
Okay. I'm very sorry for making...
Say your name. I, Wheezy.
And say it on the camera. Wheezy, say it to the camera.
Also named Gila. I am sorry if I said something offensive. Sometimes I do.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
And I, Mandy, as well, here on behalf of Horrible Decisions, do apologize. Sorry. For everyone who wears things on their head. I'm sorry.
You sound real guilty. Bitch, I'm still trying to have fun, huh?
Okay,
no, that was an apology like we really getting canceled. And can I just say something?
You're banned. What? I'm canceled.
We've been canceled.
Damn, I forgot about
every quarter
shit.
For the last five years.
I was having a conversation with someone I work with, and he was like, bro, cancel culture does not allow for growth. No. And then I had a conversation with Debbie Brown. Shout out to Debbie Brown. She's also our Black Effect sister. She was saying, like, people don't get excited and, like, pipe their growth up at all. She's like, everybody just, like, tries to tell you how they said sorry so much that they don't tell you how they learned. Now, while I learned nothing from the things that I said today, because I know it's fucked up, all I'm saying is I'm just learning that I just need to talk shit about everybody. Because I used to only doing this.
No, today, you didn't just do that.
I do nail.
You do nail. Yeah, you do nail. You do nail.
Now, I've learned, I do everybody. That is why I tell you, I try to learn everything.
Here we go.
So she can't be racist because she's against everyone. Pretty much is what you just said?
Yeah, even my own mom.
You know? I mean, yeah, me too. I be talking to my mama because she white. Like, girl, I don't even like your kind. So, you know I be talking about crackers all the time. Shout out to all the 19 crackers that listen to this show as
27.
Well.
27.
Oh, sorry, we're at 27?
Yeah.
I'm sure a few of them dropped off.
Have you had white people come up to you in the street and tell you they're number 27?
No, they DM me. I don't really meet white
in
people.
In LA, it happens a lot to me, babe.
I don't go around white people very often.
They can't wait to tell me in LA really? That they number 27. They like, and I know exactly the white people that like recognize me because there's two looks. Either they really listen to Horrible and they look a little different, or they're really white and they know me from Sophia.
If you're one of the 27, please come up to me. Although if you're around me in any of the establishments that I frequent, you may be the only one.
Probably.
But feel free to come up and say hi. Also, guys, again, if you forgot, by the beginning of the episode, again, we don't even know if it's sold out yet, but make sure you go to blackeffect.com/BeLive, cop your tickets, because this Thursday, that's right, October the 7th, we are opening up for 85 South at the first year annual anniversary. That's a lot of words. Mm-hmm. Anniversary live show.
That's B-E live. B-E, like how she spelled binge.
We're not going to do that.
You're not.
Again, that's at the Variety Playhouse in Atlanta, Georgia. Is there anything else about that?
Patreon.com/horrible decisions for more tea.
Also,
Mandy spilling her relationship tea.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yes and no, not really. But also, make sure you cop our merch. That's right. Go to whorehive.com and get your Horrible Decisions merch now, baby. And as I stroke this banana, I want to thank you guys for tuning in.
Okay, to another episode. Thank you so much.
Of Horrible Decisions. Bye. Hey guys, sorry that I am late with this week's Patreon episode. Our guest for this week, the bonus bitch episode, is a bitch that many of you guys do know. We have Medina Monroe from the Cocktails Dirty Discussions podcast.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Medina. What's up? Your favorite podcast, Temptation Island ass queen.
The only reason you are is because you added Temptation Island after that, because I am the podcast queen. But
I forgot.
No, but I'm super excited again. Sorry that we're late. Last week was Medina's birthday. And as you guys know, I took a mental break last week and went to Mexico for a few days with my friend, which, by the way, was supposed to be a trip that we both mourned our relationships. I'm so sick of telling y'all I'm single when I'm not.
Because you be lying. You a lying ass Libra. Like the more and I'm a Libra. Libras do be lying, bro. We're not going to do that. We be lying.
Well,
and I just want to say Tulum is such a bougie mental break trip. That is, you're so lucky. Most of us just have to walk to the bookstore and meditate in the park. And we're like, I took a mental break. Like,
so I'm not going to lie. Tulum, and I've spoken on here about how I'm not a fan because I'm not a fan of the jungle. It's crazy to me because I do feel like I could have went to Vegas and had the same experience because everything was
Vegas and
bro,
Tulum?
Everything was
you
so
expensive.
You never
get a mental break in Vegas. You walk bro. Into your hotel room, they're selling you prostitutes. You walk into the bathroom,
okay.
There's a casino.
Well, every fucking restaurant I went to in Tulum was like cocaína, weed, smoke.
Yes.
And I said, no, bitch, not with the fentanyl lace shit going around. What's crazy too, guys, is this week we're going to talk about three things, actually. We don't really have an outline, but I do want to outline that y'all are getting some special tea in this bonus episode. I did have full permission from Medina to speak on it if I wanted to speak on it. So she will be giving a hors d'oeuvre, which of course is a sex tip. And we are going to talk during the horrible decision this week on outfits that you can wear in the bedroom and of course with your partner for Halloween. So I'm super excited to get there. However, are y'all ready? I'm mad I ain't got no drum roll or cheers clap. But I kind of wanted to share the story. So Medina came to New York, and not only did she experience the sex club for the first time, she joined in with me and my boyfriend.
Boyfriend now, too.
Look, she really was trying to call him her boyfriend, y'all. Anyways, I guess let's start off with your experience at the sex club. I think a lot of people are nervous and not knowing what to expect. And I took Chelsea and Sade from Black Girls Texting Podcast to NSFW. I also took you to NSFW. So could you kind of like open up with kind of what your experience was like there?
So I'm not going to lie. First of all, am I blurry on your end or is it just me?
It might be just you, but it'll show up better. At the end, it says 1080p. So
okay, cool. Okay, so a walkthrough from beginning to end. So y'all have to
story time.
Mandy and I's friendship happened in a very odd way. For the longest time, we were just talking on the phone. We shared the story, and then for even a longer time, I hadn't been to your place. By the time I came to New York, you had been to Atlanta, but I had never been to your space in your space.
Right.
And so y'all know Mandy, you're free. And I really
Don't put this on me. Medina, don't start off this lying with your lying Libra ass.
Now Libras lie. Me being the free-spirited Libra that I am, I already know. I was like, you know, whatever we do, I know how her and her boyfriend get down. But I did not think that this was going to happen. I need y'all to know, this wasn't like a planned thing. And Mandy was like, when you get down here, we busting that booty hole open. Like, no, that was not. We were just like, we're going to hang out. I can't wait to meet your boyfriend. It's going to be great. So we get there. As soon as I get to her place, we start drinking.
Yeah, we did.
Mandy is a great host. We're having the time of our life. We go to some bar, some Irish bar, and we are having nasty ass pickleback shots.
They're not nasty.
To her and her fine ass nigga being like, let me say man, because that's a man. Being like, well, we should go to the sex club tonight. My heart is racing. It's like, it's beating out of my chest because I'm like, okay, are we going to the sex club and we're all going to do things together? Are we going to the sex club and it's just going to, you know, I don't know. I have been to sex clubs before, but I've never.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. And don't forget, whorehive.com. Go get your tickets for November 4th in New York, D.C., November
19th. That's a Friday. Then, of course, L.A., Friday, December 3rd, and Atlanta, Friday, December 17th. We're looking forward to seeing you guys and taking you back to school, baby. Make sure, again, you get your tickets at whorehive.com.
Bye.